Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 19, The Appearance of Shukadeva Goswami, Text 30. Sa Samritas Tatra Maha Mahiyasam Pramarshi Rajarshi Devarshi Sangahai Vyarochatalam Bhagavan Yatendur Graharksha Tara Nikarai Paritaha Sasamritas Tatra Mahan Mahiyasam Pramarshi Rajarshi Devarshi Sangahai Svarochatalam Bhagavan Yatendur Raharkshatara Nikarai Parita Sasamritas Tatra Mahan Mahiyasam Pramarshi Rajarshi Devarshi Sangahai Varochatalam Bhagavan Yatendur Raharkshatara Nikarai Parita Sasamritas Tatra Mahan Mahiyasam Pramarshi Rajarshi Devarshi Sangahai Yarochatalam Bhagavan Yatendur Raharkshatara Nikarai Parita. Vaishnavis.
Thank you.
Saha Sri Sukadeva Goswami, Samritaha, surrounded by Tatra, there, Mahan, great, Mahiyasam, of the greatest, Brahmarshi, saint among the Brahmanas, Rajarshi, saint among the kings, Devarshi, saint among the demigods, Sanghai, by the assembly of Vyarojita, well deserved, Alam, able, Bhagavan, powerful, Yata, as, Induhu, the moon, Graha, planets, Riksha, heavenly bodies, Tara, stars, Nikarahai, by the assembly of Paritaha, surrounded by. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Sukadeva Goswami was then surrounded by saintly sages and demigods, just as the moon is surrounded by stars, planets, and other heavenly bodies. His presence was gorgeous, and he was respected by all. Purport. In the great assembly of saintly personalities, there was Vyasadeva, the Brahmarshi, Narada, the Devarshi, Parashurama, the great ruler of the Kshatriya kings, etc. Some of them were powerful incarnations of the Lord. Sukadeva Goswami was not known as Brahmarshi, Rajarshi, or Devarshi, nor was he an incarnation like Narada, Vyasa, or Parashurama. Yet he excelled them in respects paid. This means that the devotee of the Lord is more honored in the world than the Lord himself. One should therefore never minimize the importance of a devotee like Sukadeva Goswami. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing the position of the devotee of the Lord, who is respected to an even greater degree than the Lord himself, according to this purport. So, on this topic of devotees, I'm going to say a few things. Basically, I'm going to be preaching to myself because I don't properly understand and respect the position of the devotees of the Lord. So, Ramananda Roy was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And, you know, he was engaged in the government of King Prataparudra, who was the king of Orissa, who resided in Jagannath Puri. And this king, Prataparudra, he had desired an audience with Lord Chaitanya, but Lord Chaitanya refused to give him an audience. But Lord Chaitanya had asked Ramananda Roy to give up his government position and come to live with him in Jagannath Puri. So Ramananda Roy approached the king, Prataparudra, and made his request to him. And the king was very happy to grant the request. He was happy to render some service to the devotee of Lord Chaitanya. So, Ramananda Roy came with King Prataparudra to Jagannath Puri, and he went to see Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya asked him, "Oh, you've come." And Ramananda Roy said, "Yes, King Prataparudra, he very kindly granted my request to give up service in his government. And he's given me a full pension." And he's a very great devotee of you also. He's very humble. He desires to serve you and please you. And Lord Chaitanya told Ramananda Roy, because he has rendered respect and service to you, a devotee of the Lord Krishna will be pleased with him and accept his service. And in a sense, he was saying that he himself, of course, he was the Lord himself, but he was playing the role of a devotee. So he said, yes, the Lord, because this King Prataparudra has served and honored and respected my devotee, I will accept him also. And Lord Chaitanya began to recite some verses, you know, in praise of the devotees of the Lord. He recited one verse from the Padma Purana. Ye me bhakta jana partaha, na me bhakta chate janaha. Mad bhaktanam chate bhaktas, ye me bhakta tama mataha. Means, Krishna says, he who says he is my devotee is not my devotee, but he who says he's the devotee of my devotee, I accept as my real devotee. So that verse is also cited by Rupa Goswami in his Laghu Bhagavatamritaha. And Lord Chaitanya also recited a famous verse spoken by Lord Shiva to Durga. Aradhananam sarvesham, Vishnu aradhanam param, tasmat parataram devi, tadiyanam samarchanam. Means, Lord Shiva is telling Durga, of all forms of worship, worship of Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna is the best. But even better than that is worship of the Lord's devotee. So, in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Uddhava is being instructed by Lord Krishna. And Lord Krishna says, Mad Bhakta Puja Padika, means it is better to worship my devotee than to worship me, myself. So this idea that one approaches Krishna through his devotee is very prominent in the teachings of Gaudiya Vaishnavism and our acharyas and Srila Prabhupada. Lord Chaitanya himself said, Gopi Bharta Padakamalayor Das Das Anudas. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of Lord Krishna, the Lord of the gopis. So the devotees of Lord Krishna, they first approach the most perfect devotee of Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani, to get her mercy. And she's always very willing to recommend a devotee to Krishna. So this idea is there that one should approach Krishna by respecting and honoring the devotee of Lord Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada said, sometimes it's said, love me, love my dog. So the devotees of the Lord who wish to approach him, show their love for Krishna, do it by first showing their love for Krishna's devotees. Vidura said to Maitreya in the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharapa hyalpa tapasam seva vaikunta vartmanasu. So, dharapa means difficult to obtain. Hyalpa tapasa, those who have little in the way of austerity. It's difficult for them to attain. Seva vaikunta vartmanasu. Seva means the service. Vaikunta vartmanasu means the devotees who are on the path back to Vaikunta. So it's a very rare that one actually even becomes qualified to get the association of the devotees of the Lord. So every morning we're praying, we're paying our obeisances to the devotees of the Lord. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindubhyevacha palitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So, like I said, I'm preaching to myself because I may say that, but I don't know if I really properly understand or appreciate what I'm saying. Hopefully one day I will. So, Lord Chaitanya also says, Trinada pisune chena, Torah pisahishana, Amanina manadena, Kirtaniya sadahari. That the devotee of the Lord is humble, desires no respect for himself, wants to pay all respect to others. And it's described there are different levels of devotees. There are the Kanishta Adhikaris, the Madhyama Adhikaris, and the Uttama Adhikaris. So the Kanishta Adhikaris, they just see Krishna in the deity form, but they have no real understanding or respect for the devotees of Lord Krishna. They just think, oh, there's Krishna. Devotees, I may not like so much. The Uttama Adhikari sees everyone as a devotee of Krishna except himself. It's a very advanced stage. But the Uttama Adhikari comes to the level of the Madhyama Adhikari, or the middle class of devotee. Prema Maitri Kuhopeksha Yas Karoti Samadhyamaha. So the Madhyama Adhikari makes distinctions. He understands, here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Let me love, show prema, love to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And for the devotees, he makes friendship with them. To the innocent non-devotees, the Madhyama Adhikari shows mercy by preaching to them, trying to introduce them to the path of devotional service. And for those who are envious, the Madhyama Adhikari avoids them. So, the Madhyama Adhikari must show this respect to the devotee of the Lord. And mostly, Srila Prabhupada explains this in terms of approaching the Lord through the service of the spiritual master, the bona fide representative of Krishna. So, many times, Srila Prabhupada explains that this das, anudas means approaching Krishna by serving and pleasing Krishna's representative, the spiritual master. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado. Yasya prasadan nagati kutopi. One should try to please the spiritual master, because by pleasing the spiritual master, one is pleasing Krishna. And therefore, for the disciple, the spiritual master is considered to be on the level of Krishna. But on occasion, Srila Prabhupada would offer some insight into the actual attitude of the spiritual master toward the disciple. In 1972, in October, in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture on the nectar of devotion, Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He was saying, the spiritual master sees the disciple as his spiritual master. And in New York in 1966, in a Chaitanya Charitamrita class, Srila Prabhupada said the same thing. The spiritual master, he sees his disciples as his guru, his spiritual master. Because he sees them, himself as their servants. Sees Krishna has sent me these disciples so that I can train them, so that I should train them. And therefore, I am their servant. And he said, my spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when I would offer my respectful obeisances to him, he would reply, Dasosmi, I am your servant. So, this is the position of the devotee of the Lord. This means, as Srila Prabhupada says here, this means that the devotee of the Lord is more honored in the world than the Lord himself. One should therefore never minimize the importance of a devotee like Shukadeva Goswami or any devotee of the Lord. So I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? Gauranga Prema.
And sometimes he's called Bhagavan also. So, but in the purport today, in today's words, Srila Prabhupada, he was saying that Sri Sukadeva Goswami, he's even excelled a great devotee like Narada Muni. So, I'm just wondering, in what way, you know, Prabhupada was saying like that, you know. Can you explain a little bit more about this?
In this particular situation, Krishna especially wanted Shukadeva Goswami to speak the Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit. Maybe on other occasions, some other devotee might be given the position. But on this occasion, Krishna considered Shukadeva Goswami to be the most qualified to speak. So, he, even though he didn't appear like that. He entered the assembly of sages that had gathered to witness the departure of Parikshit Maharaj from this world. You know, surrounded by a crowd of followers, women and children who gathered around him. And he was very young compared to the others. But it said, Kiva Vipra Kiva Nyasi Sujakananai, Ye Krishna Tattvaveta Se Guruhai. That doesn't matter what one's social position is. If one knows Krishna, one is the guru and qualified to speak. So although these other personalities were very qualified and have spoken and did speak on other occasions to other personalities, in this particular case, Krishna wanted Shukadeva Goswami to represent him and present the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. Anything else?
Thank you very much, Prabhu.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for the class. I was wondering about the understanding of everybody being a devotee, and I was wondering in terms of the consequences of offending devotees, like in the context of a husband and wife relationship, or it could be sometimes, let's say, the worst case scenario, like physically abusive husband and wife relationship between devotees, and how do you get out of that, or how do you resolve the amount of offenses in one sense committed between devotees, and just in context with what you're saying, how we should be respecting the devotees, the servants of Dasanudas, and in that sense sometimes we get in, it's almost feels like you should not be with a devotee if you're in such a bad situation, or
if you are in a bad situation, Krishna will take you out of the association of devotees until such time as you're ready to enter the association of devotees. I'm not saying you, me, like I said, I'm trying to preach to myself a little bit. Jivara Subhoi Krishnara Nityadas, actually, everyone is ultimately a devotee of Krishna. Under the influence of the material energy, they may at this moment be playing as something else, imagining they're something else. So even ordinary people who aren't externally practicing devotional service, we have to have some respect for. What to speak of those who are actually surrendered to Krishna and are trying to advance in devotional service come to the platform of pure devotional service. So it's a little difficult. Familiarity breeds contempt. So like Arjuna is telling Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, you know, please forgive any offenses that I have made, that I've, and that in taking you as a friend or a relative, I may have overstepped, you know, the bounds of propriety. So it's true that, you know, in terms of personal relationship between, whether it's husband and wife or guru or disciple or one devotee and another, you know, some familiarity may breed some contempt. And that's why, I mean, Srila Prabhupada said in the course of these conversations I mentioned in my talk here, that so therefore we address each other as Prabhu, as Master. And he said we should really mean it. Not that we just say, oh, Prabhu, Prabhu this, Prabhu that. So we have to see each other as Master and, you know, behave accordingly. And, you know, that's a, I mean, the tendency in the material world is to try to dominate, control, and exploit others in various subtle and gross ways. So the remedy for this is actual humility. You know, to see oneself as, you know, the servant of others. You know, Trinada Pisanichena Tura Pisishana Manina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. So it's not easy, but that's part of our practice of devotional service, to gradually come to understand our position. Tandara Charana Seva Bhakti Sannivas. That's why we have an association of devotees, so that we can learn how to properly interact with others. And that's our training for entering Krishna's association. If we learn how to properly respect Krishna's devotees, then we'll become qualified to enter Krishna's eternal pastimes with his eternal associates on the spiritual platform. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.